Shop the Sherwin-Williams Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains August 8th through the 14th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Shop the Sherwin-Williams Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains August 8th through the 14th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Greetings, EastEnders fans, and welcome to another episode of Albert Square After Dark, your weekly EastEnders podcast. This week, discussing the episodes broadcast between the 3rd to the 6th of March, 2025. Yo, how are you this week? You all right? Good? Yes? And joining me is the vision of loveliness, the angel from the north. It is Ree. Hello,
Ree.
Angel from the north.
I mean, like that, Rob.
It's not that northern, though, is it really, Sheffield, would you say? Is it like?
I don't think it's that northern, to be fair, especially if you compare it to the actual Angels.
Yeah,
north,
I mean, if you live in like. Yeah, I mean, if you live in like France, it's quite northern, I suppose, isn't it?
What's that logic?
No, like, geographically north, I mean.
Oh, right. Oh, is it? Is France more north? Oh, God. Anyway, hello,
see,
Rob,
now,
how are you?
Now I had this when I was watching I was watching a quiz show the other day and was really stunned by a piece of geography question that I thought was really obviously not the other way around. So, yeah, we won't go into that.
Yeah, I
don't need my lack of geography plastered all over the internet. Frankly, it's embarrassing. Yeah. So let's leave it there for that. How are you this week, Ree? Are you well?
I'm all right. Thanks, Rob. How are you?
I'm all right. So did you do Pancake Day?
I did. Did you?
I did. What's your
did
topping?
You?
What's your poison? What's your topping of choice?
Do you know what my topping of choice is? And it might seem a bit boring,
beige.
But it's lemon and sugar.
I see, beige, I would say. Not
but
even
I don't
vanilla.
Think it's
vanilla would be more exciting.
Oh, I like vanilla as well. No,
yeah,
lemon
yeah.
and sugar. I love a bit of lemon and sugar on a pancake.
I don't see. I like a bit of golden syrup or jam or chocolate spread or something. Oh, sweet. You can get savoury ones as well, though, can't you?
Oh, yeah, I never think to have savoury.
You can also,
yeah.
No, never. And you can also do Yorkshire pudding sweet as well, can't you?
Well, I was just going to say Yorkshire pudding and pancakes, pretty much the same thing, aren't they? Same batter.
Yeah. I don't know if they're exactly the same thing, but yeah, similar.
Very
sort of,
similar. Same batter, cooked differently, that's all.
Yes. And also, it's someone's birthday in a couple of days, isn't it? It's a couple of days, is it?
Yeah, 2 days.
How old?
Well, one day when this
one
is out.
One day
actually.
When this goes out. It'll be tomorrow when this goes out. How old is it going to be? If you say
21,
don't be ridiculous. That would have meant that I met you when you were 10.
Well, that's true. Did you tell everybody how old you were when it was your birthday?
At 21.
Exactly.
There
so I'm going
to
say the
so
same,
this
Rob.
Week. moving on to this week's EastEnders. I've thought a good week. Are you all smug? You are all smug, aren't you?
I'm not. Do you know what? I'm not smug because it seemed quite obvious once we'd said it that it were going to be that way.
Well, once you said it, I was sort of like, yeah, that makes a lot of sense. But the initial sort of pulling it out when you did is just insane because they'd only
Thanks,
had one
Rob.
Meeting. They
Thanks.
Had one meeting. I think it was the week where it was established they had a bit of history.
Yeah,
they'd literally just met. Ree was like, "He's Barney's dad. He's Barney's dad." Telling you, "He's Barney's dad." I was like. What are you talking about? And then I put that theory online. It blew up. Lots of people went, how old do you think Zach is, idiot? And we were like, well, who's the idiot now? We say idiotically. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll talk about all of that big old twist and what that's going to bring to the table very, very shortly. Some other stuff to discuss this week. We'll start off with the Kat and Alfie and Tommy thing. And I wonder if I've got something that I can... say that I sort of predicted.
You can be smug kind of about,
a little bit,
sort of.
And then some other stuff as well. So let's crack on with this week's Albert Square After Dark. So let's start this week. We're talking about Tommy. So it has been weeks and weeks and weeks since we've even addressed the Tommy stuff, and we're finally back with it. And I have a theory now that the little seeds and crumbs that we were given this week are the reason why we've had such a big gap between the two segments of the story, because the first side of it was quite intense, and I have a feeling this second half is going to be quite intense for different reasons. So the social workers are basically interviewing Kat and Alfie and Tommy to sort of ascertain whether he's ready to go home. Kat's incredibly nervous, I think for understandable reasons. And Alfie's sort of just like, nah, it'll be all right. Yeah, fine. Yeah, yeah, no, it'll be fine. You're worried about nothing, Kat. It'll be fine. It'll be absolutely fine. And Tommy is kind of sad to leave Zach behind because, A, he's a wonderful cook.
Yeah.
And to be honest with you, I was kind of with Tommy on the sense that, yeah, so you've got a chef who works at Wolford East, who clearly makes, like, you know, Michelin star meals every day, compared to Kat, who was stressing about a ready-made lasagna. When she said, this lasagna's not doing what she was doing, I was like, oh, she's made a lasagna for him. No, she's literally got one from the Minute Mart. She's panicking. She's panicking about a Minute Mart lasagna. Like,
I can imagine Kat being a bad cook. She seems like the type who'd burn a jacket of potato.
But then I can imagine, you know, the Slater women, I can imagine having to have, you know, all of them would have kind of learnt cooking stuff together quite a lot when they were growing up, I would have thought. You know, like roast.
Well, I'm sure some
of
the other Slater women can cook, but I feel like Kat would probably just... She's probably just too busy drinking white wine while she's cooking and then forgets
Yeah, she's one of these that suggests that every recipe needs at least a bottle of wine inside it for the sauce and then drinks all the wine before it even gets added to the recipe. Yeah,
yes.
For sure. And the other thing that we sort of get established with Tommy before he goes back is that he's been going on his console quite a lot. And he's met somebody on there. He's sort of talking to somebody on there. And he's also been on forums.
Forums.
Mm-hmm. Now then, I said months ago, right?
Yes, you did.
That I could see a pathway towards Nugget, who at the time was going through the sort of steroid thing and being rejected by women and, you know, sort of having all those sorts of teenagey type problems with women and sort of his own self-esteem and everything. And I said that I can see a pathway to him going down a bit of an incel path for a story.
Yes.
Now then, we're looking at Tommy now, who is aggressive and sort of a little bit toxic with his masculinity, even at the age he is now. Mm-hmm. And he's talking to somebody online and he's talking on forums. I think the forums is the key point here, because forums aren't necessarily something that kids Tommy's age go on a lot. So do you think
I think, Rob, you got the right storyline, but the wrong character.
But he might pull Nugget into it.
But I wouldn't be surprised at that, and I'd actually I'd be quite intrigued to see that if it does go down that path. So there is still time for it to go to Nugget.
I think it is a vitally important story to tell these days. It
Agreed.
Really is, especially if you look at the... Mm-hmm. I mean, I won't go into it because it makes me angry. But if you look at everything to do with what the Tate brothers are doing and all that kind of thing, like the way that they can indoctrinate these young lads into thinking the way they do is frankly frightening. So I can sort of see it, someone like Tommy being very easily. And you also look at the fact that Tommy has never been that enamoured with the idea of Alfie being his dad, but he was very absolutely fine with someone like Phil being his father figure, that very sort of toxic masculinity thing veering his head again. So
very true. Very true.
I do kind of feel that it might be going down that way. Either way, I think he is being groomed for something.
I think he's going down the incel route. He said that quote, didn't he, that everyone started quoting and thinking, oh, Tommy's so deep now. And it's like, where's he getting these kind of quotes from? Why is he on a forum? So I've seen before, which I mentioned to you, I've seen TikToks where you've got girl gamers basically on TikTok and on the headsets and the mics, all the boys are giving him such abuse, like, get back in kitchen, all that kind of toxic crap. Obviously, Tommy's on all these games. So I'm wondering, he's met somebody on these games. They're probably talking in this way to each other while they're playing on their headsets. And then they probably said, oh, by the way, you should check this forum out. Something like that, maybe. Mm. So maybe he's met somebody on the games and then they've introduced him to the forum.
It's scarily easy. It's scarily easy to happen. Mm-hmm. I mean, it doesn't bode well. And, you know, as soon as he gets back, I think I was a bit confused about what had happened, but I think what had happened is one of the twins had like spilt something or gone or somehow broken his console, hadn't they? He's been using Zax or something, and then his console's got broken somewhere on the way. And I thought the cat turned around to him and said, "Well, I got rid of it because I don't want it in the house," because she's worried about how he might then act towards the twins. But it didn't help matters either way, because he instantly, at first it seemed like he was kind of being all nice and everything had worked, but it was never going to last forever. And within about a day, he's already sort of acting aggressively, he's clenching his fists, like trying to stop himself from becoming violent. So they are back to square one with him straight away, aren't they?
Yes, I straight away seen the clenching his fist. Have you seen that Arthur meme? That's what I thought straight away. Yeah,
DW.
it's not looking good, is it? I
No.
don't. Why is he like so much more aggy when he's at home with Kat and Alfie then? Like he's been chilling at Zach's. Is it because like he keeps saying like he feels like Kat's on top of the remote time, whereas Zach will just like letting him play his video games all night, I
Yeah,
think,
I
kind
mean,
of thing.
I do wonder if it really puts Zach in the most brilliant of lights, in all honesty, when it comes to parenting. Because if what Tommy is said is to be believed, then he's literally just been allowed to sit on that console all day long,
Yeah.
gone to school
Unmonitored.
unmonitored, just been fed like 5-star meals whilst he's like killing people online or something, and that's been his life. And now he's going back to some degree of normality with his microwave lasagnas and cats sort of being Cat and Alfie being Alfie and the twins being the twins, and he's just immediately reverted back into, his past form. So it doesn't bode well. It really doesn't.
So is that like you say, Zach's just been he's been like cool uncle, hasn't he, really, while he's been there. Like, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it, dude. I don't even think people say dude anymore. Actually, I'm showing my age.
Don't have a
Don't worry
cow,
about it,
man.
dude.
Eat my shorts.
Yeah, I
Douchey.
don't know. He's not looking good for Tommy. And poor Kat, I felt
I
really
feel
bad for
so
Kat
sorry for
this
Kat. I
week.
feel so sorry for Kat. Like, 'cause she's terrified of him. She's
She is
absolutely
terrible.
terrified of him for understandable reasons, because he could
Rightly
flip.
so.
Yeah, he could flip at any given second. And the fact that she looked at Alfie was just like, great, brilliant, we're back to square one. And it hadn't even really been that much that had happened. Effectively, what had really made him kick off is the fact that he couldn't get on his console there and then to talk to this person that he's talking to. So it all
Yeah.
revolves around that, doesn't it?
Because he'd made plans to talk to him, which is kind of fair as well. Like, from Tommy's perspective, I mean, like, from someone's perspective of I'd made plans to talk to my friend and now I can't do it, he might be panicking, even if it weren't down the path that we're thinking it is. So obviously to him, it's even more important that he gets online and
I mean, I'm trying to work out
talks to him.
what else it could be. So I don't think there's any doubt that he's definitely being groomed for something. Okay, so whether that be the incel stuff, which I think character-wise makes more sense to where he is at the moment, to maybe something else, maybe sort of like some sort of, paedophile ring or something like that.
Well,
But I don't know if it's I don't
I
know
don't
I don't
think
know how
it's
the
that.
I don't know how the forum bit would fit into that. So.
No. I was just thinking it's a bit like for anyone who watches Corrie, Mike's got groomed into the
Who? I've
like
never heard
far
of that
right
show.
wing.
What's that? What's that?
Mike's got groomed into like that far right
Yes.
wing group,
Yeah,
didn't he?
yeah,
That
yeah,
kind
yeah.
of thing. But I don't think that were online. I can't remember.
No, I can't
So I
remember
don't
either,
know, maybe
but
it's something like that with Tommy
could
is what
be,
I'm
could
thinking. I
be.
think it's more likely that than like you're like we're thinking with,
I just think that
paedophilia
this,
type of thing.
yeah, I think that it's mainly been about this whole sort of masculinity thing with Tommy, and that's obviously a very large component of the incel frame of mind,
Do
so.
you know, I just thought, imagine if it's Nugget, it's like games way. That would be quite funny.
There's Nugget on the
Well,
other
it wouldn't,
end,
but
like, go on. Yeah, I mean, I tell you what, if Nugget in any way gets involved with this, I am taking credit for the story. They listened to the podcast and they invented it from
I
my
agree with you,
place.
Rob.
Telling
I
you now,
totally agree. You basically came up with it if we
basically
do go
came,
down that route.
basically created the show. So, it's
Julia and Tony Who?
sorry, who? Julia Tony Innes, is that?
Oh
Yeah,
no,
sure.
we'll not
No.
speak of them.
No.
We love him.
I wonder which pregnant wouldn't maybe Lauren can have a little Rob. That'd be nice, wouldn't it? Yeah.
Little baby Rob.
Little baby Rob.
Ah,
And that a
nice.
Robert. I think they've had a Robert on
No, I can't think of
EastEnders.
anyone called
Can't think of
Robert.
anyone called Rob or Robert.
No.
Yeah, there we go. They need one, don't they? I think there was a Rob in the May storyline, I want to say, but that was years ago. Everyone's forgotten about him. Need
Oh
a new
yeah,
Rob.
possibly. Yeah.
New Rob. A new Rob's needed. There we go. So interesting. We're very much clearly, I think, at the
Yes.
start of this has got a long, long, long way to go. Again, which I think is why we've had this big gap between the story. So obviously Sonny Kendall's still a kid and he's still going to school and like he's got to have those gaps in his for his education.
He does a great job though, doesn't he? Like,
Yes,
I
he does.
hate little Tommy.
Yeah.
So, like, fair
He's a little
play to
shite.
him.
He's a little shite and he plays it very, very well. And I can and sometimes, you know, when you get aggressive teenagers on shows like on the soaps, the kid doesn't appear that intimidating, really. But Tommy actually I can see why Kat's so scared of him. Like he's doing a very, very good job because I don't like him at all at the
No, I
moment. And
don't. So, credit to Sonny Kendall for
credit
that.
to him. He's playing it very, very well. So yes,
Yes.
watch this space. I mean, let us know in the comment section where you think this storyline might be going. Do you agree with us, or do you think there might be something else going on? Let us know. I've seen a few people comment things like saying, "Oh, it might be Zoe. It might be he might be talking to Zoe on there." And that's why I'm sort of like, "Yeah, Zoe's forum. That's what's happening." Zoe's now running a forum. He's the
Can't see
new Elon
Zoe playing
Musk.
on video games either, can you?
No, no,
No.
no. Watch
Oh, and do you know
this.
what? Actually,
Yes.
one other one though. You know the son that we don't speak of, Zoe's twin.
We don't speak of him. He doesn't exist anymore.
Well, I've seen people
Oh
speculating that that's
yeah,
who he's talking to.
he was a serial killer. To be fair, he was
Yeah,
a psycho,
exactly.
of some sort.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains August 8th through the 14th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Wasn't he? So yeah, it could. I mean, I feel
No.
like they completely just erased the events of
Yeah,
Redwater out
that
of
never
existence,
happened.
didn't they? It
Yeah,
never
that
happened.
weren't a thing.
Kat never nearly drowned. Alfie never nearly had a brain tumor. None of that happened.
Nope,
She
nothing.
didn't have two babies pulled out of her and one kind of ran
Just
away.
one,
Then
just the
nothing
one.
like that happened. Yeah,
Nope.
exactly. We should wait and see. Right, ladies and gents, let's move on to the next story. So, on to the next story, and we'll talk a little bit now about the Harvey and Jean and Stacey. Stacey's gone. Stacey has gone to see Sean. I mean, how amazing, really. We've finally got Stacey going off and having a perfectly normal reason to go off and have a maternity break. You know, she's gone off to see a family member. She's grieving. She's like, "Do you know what? I'm going to get away for a bit." And off she went, and she'll come back for the funeral. Makes perfect
Brilliant.
sense. Beautiful. It's all we wanted. I
Not
don't
going
need
to prison
Stacey.
for a crime she
No.
didn't commit. None of
Got got
this.
not got on the run, nothing like that. She's just going to go and chill with Sean for a bit, and then she'll come back when she's had a baby and wowed us all with her live performance.
And then
And
maybe go off again? I don't know.
no,
Have
I
we
don't
doing
think
it
so.
all? Okay.
I think she'll once she's back, she'll be back again. I think maybe, you know, a few weeks. I think what might happen is that we kind of won't really feature the Martin funeral stuff that heavily. Like maybe they'll
Yeah.
mention with Ruby because Ruby's obviously still around. But until then, I think it'll be just. The main stuff will be when Stacey returns, and that's the way to do it, I think. There's plenty of other stuff for us to be getting on with in the meantime. So yeah, well done for doing that,
Having
I
said
say.
that, we wouldn't have got Eve though, would we? She'd not gone off to prison
That's
last
true.
time.
That's true. That's true. So I wonder who she'll come back with
Although,
this time.
actually, she could have just met Eve in a different
Could have
circumstance, I
met Eve
guess.
anywhere, really, couldn't she? There you go. So meanwhile, all of the things with Harvey, I can kind of see we've got an affair coming very, 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 very soon. And I did feel sorry for Harvey here because. So he gets the idea of. I didn't even know you could do this. He turns the football shirts that Martin was. They were planning on burying Martin in, these smelly football shirts, into a blanket for baby Charlie XEX, because she instantly got comfort when she was holding it, instantly stopped crying. And he's like, "Right, well, I've got a genius idea," and turns it into a lovely baby blanket. What a lovely thing to do, by the
A
way.
very lovely thing. I had no idea that Charlie XCX was so close to Martin, by the way, until this week, but
Well, there you
clearly,
go. Paternal instincts and all that kind of thing. Like, yeah, just absolutely loved it. And I honestly thought that was such a nice thing to do. But the second that he'd done it, you're sort of like, you're doomed, mate. That was, I mean,
It was a very lovely thing to
it
do.
was.
It really was. And he had, the best interest in doing it. However, he should have definitely checked first before doing
Yeah, but
that.
then at the same
Like,
time, why would he automatically come? Like, why would you think, oh, they might bury him in that?
not even so much that, like, what if Arthur wanted to keep it so that he could wear
Yeah,
it when he were a grown up? That's, do you know what I mean? There could have been any reason why they wanted to keep the t-shirt other than wanting to bury him in it. There's so many
true.
reasons for why you check, because it was obviously very special to Martin. So
Yeah.
maybe before you go and turn it into a blanket, you should just check with the
How did he
like
do that?
family.
How did he turn it into a blanket? I think that's really clever.
There'll be people out there, Rob. You know,
Clever.
seamstresses,
Seamstresses,
seamsters. I'm guessing
seamstry.
seamstress might not be that PC these days, which is why I tried to say seamsters.
Can't
I
say
don't
out these
know.
days. Can't say out these
You
days.
can't get your job.
So obviously Lily's kind of like Lily kind of sees the situation when she's presented with this blanket and goes, oh dear, but at the same time goes, actually, thank you. That was a really nice thing for you to do. That's very sweet of you. You didn't know, and I appreciate you. I appreciate it. So that's great. However, Stacey does not react quite so well, and storms across to the calf, gives him a mouthful, and sort of. I think that's kind of like the catalyst for what kind of just makes her decide. I need to get away. I need to go for a bit. So she went off. She's gone off to Sean's. Now, I thought Jean was completely and utterly unreasonable with him. I really did. I thought Jean was out of order, to be honest.
I honestly, at this point, I don't even know why Harvey and Gina are together.
No.
Like, I don't get it anymore. Like, I don't
No.
even. Other than me liking Harvey in their family unit, I don't
Yeah.
understand why they're together. There's just
Yeah.
no point in them to. They don't show us any happiness that they have anymore. All they do is row with each other over. But then, like, it's always like one of them's being reasonable, one of them's not, or the other way around. It's always like that with those two. Like, I don't actually understand
Yeah.
why they're together. Like,
I,
just go and have
yeah.
an. In fact, don't even have an affair. Just split up and go and get
But,
someone new. There's no
yeah.
point in having an affair.
I mean, I think that you're right in the I loved the idea of Harvey in the Slater family unit in sort of that Charlie role. Everything about him sort of just seemed just be Charlie, sort of surrounded by all the Slater women. Whilst all the madness of Slaterdom goes on around him and he's trying to read his paper and he goes off and drives a taxi, like everything about it was
Yeah,
so
literally.
Charlie. But at the same time, I can actually see a world in which him and Kathy are very good together.
Yeah, they were there, weren't they, at one point? They were
Yeah.
together. Like
Yeah.
when he
Very,
first came
very,
to the
very,
square.
very briefly, I think. Yeah.
Yeah.
So now I think that this is going to be what kind of pushes him towards Kathy again. Because
The
again, there were some
catalyst.
scenes, the catalyst, the catalyst. There were some scenes this week where, Kathy was sort of kind of giving him comfort and saying, oh, well, you weren't to know. Well, what a lovely thing to do. And just being really, and just being what Harvey needed at that moment. So.
It's a hard one though, because you can totally see both Jean and Harvey's perspective on this.
I
But
struggle
to
to
be
see Jean's
fair,
perspective, to be honest.
I didn't think Jean was that unreasonable at first. Like, I think she was like, oh, that was silly. And then Harvey, like, kind of jumped down her throat. But I think it's more their dynamic together now. I think that is just their dynamic that they don't ever seem to get on.
I didn't see that he particularly jumped down after. What I saw in that last scene of the week was Jean kind of said to him, like, well, that was daft, wasn't it? That was silly, but you thought you were doing a nice thing, fair enough. But Stacey's gone for a bit. And then Harvey said, oh, she's not gone because of me, has she? And then she blew up at him and was just like,
Oh
oh,
no,
it's
don't
all
get me.
about you, isn't it? And like, it's just like, well, you want to. She was angrier at that than she was the blanket thing.
I'm talking about the first conversation they
Oh,
had.
right.
Obviously, by the end of the week. So this is what I'm saying. It's always one room. So the first conversation, Jean went over, and then Harvey was shouting, and she was like, "Stop shouting!" And he was like, "Well, I'm angry." I'm like, "All right, no, none of you remembering I'm grieving as well." Blah blah
Yeah,
blah.
fair.
She was quite calm, and then afterwards, it flipped around that Harvey was calm, and then Jean was saying, "No, it's all about you, isn't it?"
Yeah.
So I mean, it's always one room who's not happy with the other one. That is their
Yeah.
dynamic now, I think.
They've lost what they had, haven't they? They've lost that spark. They've lost that chemistry that made them work so well together in their minds in the first place. So it's kind of, I mean, I remember when we used to say, I don't think Harvey would cheat on Jean. That'd be a ridiculous thing. And now we're sort of like, yeah, go on, Harvey, off you
Go on, Harvey.
go. Go on, get on with it. So yeah, I think it's inevitable now, isn't it? So maybe even next week. Next week, do we think? Any minute now.
Well, like he said, he's still grieving over Martin, and he feels like he can't grieve within the family. So maybe that's when he'll turn to Kathy, because obviously she's grieving for Martin as well.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll have a drink. Although I've noticed no one can have a drink anywhere at the minute, can they? They're all having to,
No,
drink wine at calf.
Sharon had to take a bottle into the calf, bless her. Do you know we're not getting the Vic back till May. That's when it's
Like
reopening.
what? Like
May. On screen it'll be
what?
May.
For us, like
Yeah.
when we're watching.
Yeah.
Wow.
May apparently is when it'll be back on screen. Which I guess makes sense. It did blow up. But at the same
Well,
time, it's sort of like
realistically, yeah.
that's a long time for us to be without the Vic, isn't it?
Well, you know what? We were without Albert Square for a while during COVID, Rob,
That's
so at least
true.
we've got
That's true.
something
We
like
can
that.
we can muddle on. It'll be all right. So yeah, Harvey and Kathy on the horizon, I think, and the end of Harvey and Jean very much on the horizon as well, I think. So let's watch this space for that. We'll move on now to Bianca, Sonia, and Kojo. So on to Bianca and Sonia, who sort of reconciled a bit this week. They've sort of been at loggerheads, haven't they? And they were throughout quite a lot of this week, with Bianca's mouth just kind of running away from her. And they ended up having quite a big row at one point, which resulted in Sonia giving her sister a good old dry slap around the face. So I haven't had one of them for a while. Oh, slap.
Sonia.
Sonia, honestly.
Honestly.
The thing is, I don't think that Sonya is actually in a position to really have that much to say to Bianca at the moment. I'm kind of on Team Bianca with this, aren't you?
Well, yeah, I'm always
Yeah.
on Team
I
Bianca,
thought
to
she
be
had a
fair, but
great point.
yeah.
I thought she had a great point when she said, oh, right, you were in prison, were you? Good. You had a bed, you had food, you had someone to talk to. Great, good for
Also,
you.
you kind of brought it on yourself by,
Yeah.
being with it. Well, that's victim blaming, but you know what I
Yeah.
mean.
Yeah, I mean,
Yeah.
it wasn't, I don't think anybody wants to believe that their partner
No.
could do that. But at the same, and especially, when you've got someone like Bianca, like going at it like a Harridan, and Bianca was acting quite mad at the time when all of that was going off, wasn't she? So you can kind of understand, it's kind of see it from Sonya's perspective at the time that she didn't really
Yeah.
believe what Bianca was saying. But in the aftermath, you've got to kind of have some degree of sympathy for Bianca, who is really
Yeah.
struggling this week, I think, to sort of adjust to normal life. She doesn't want to go out. Because she's also got into a red that everybody in the square is blaming her for Martin's death as well.
Thanks to Big Mo opening a big trap and making everything
Yes.
like that.
When doesn't she these days? Maui's become such a horrible gossip, hasn't she, recently?
Yeah, that is just what she is, though, I think now,
Mm.
isn't she, Big Mo?
Yeah, so roll on square
But
now.
again, a bit of victim blaming there, like, oh, were Bianca's fault for chasing Reese. It weren't Reese's fault for needing to be chased and stuff, and like him actually driving the car that crashed. You know
Yeah,
what I mean?
this is what I mean with Mo, though. She has such an unreasonable perspective about it. Like, how can you blame? Of course she was beating. Of course he was chasing her. Like, of course Bianca was chasing Reese. Like, that makes no
Yeah.
sense. Like, you can't have a go at Bianca for doing that. Like, he
No.
literally killed somebody and was trying to escape police custody, and it's Bianca's fault
Yeah.
that he was doing that.
Yeah.
Like, surely any sort of sensible viewpoint. But Bianca has now got into her head that everybody is sort of blaming her, so she
Yeah.
doesn't want to go out. So now, obviously, meanwhile, all the knights have moved into Sonia's house,
Yes.
which is quite nice. I thought there was some, we had some nice stuff with Johnny, and now
Yeah.
moved on to Kojo, and Kojo and Bianca are forming like quite a sweet little relationship. Like, Kojo was really good with her this week. I can't believe, really, that you thought that he was an attempted murderer.
I know, I can't believe you thought it either, Rob. Who are we kidding? Has a Kurjo would do such a
Don't
thing?
be
Have you seen
ridiculous.
him?
Have
He
you
wouldn't
seen him? He
hurt
wouldn't
a
harm a
fly.
fly. He wouldn't harm a fly, would Kojo?
Bless
So
him,
it
anyway.
is, and it was really, really kind of sweet stuff, because I think
Yeah.
Bianca actually works really well as one of those characters that you can put with pretty much anybody, and she works quite well. And her and Kojo are a really nice little pairing. I like that a lot. I mean, Kojo's idea was everything will be fine between you and Sonia if we all have a big bowl of mashed potato, which
What was that logic? Was that just Kurjo's logic?
I think that's perfectly sensible logic. Good old plate of mashed potato and a cup of tea, so brilliant.
You know what, though? To be fair, you probably would, because it's such a random thing, you probably would like have a laugh together because you'd be
Yeah,
like,
nothing wrong with
okay,
what.
mashed potato, I guess we're going
Yeah,
there.
there is
Cool. And it
nothing
probably would
wrong.
work.
There's nothing more satisfying sometimes than a big bowl of mashed potato. Bit gravy, throw some
Oh,
butter
I
in,
like mashed.
lovely. Mm.
Oh,
Yeah.
nice buttery mashed potato. I
Yeah.
like a bit of chives on mine
Yeah.
as well.
Oh, you've got to
Oh.
ruin everything, haven't you? We put chives in it for. What's the matter with
Bit of
you?
flavour, mate. Bit of flavours. Come on.
So, yeah, it was all. And so they went to the pie shop, and then these lads started. Like, there were some rowdy lads in the pie and mash shop, and they were chucking food at each other. And Martin's picture that's in there, because Martin's now got a shrine in pretty much every business in Walford at the moment. And a bit of mashed
Sorry,
potato.
Lola.
Sorry, Lola. Lola who? And this mashed potato kind of flies across the room and hits the picture of Martin. And Kojo, I think, it wasn't like he was lashing out or going crazy at them or anything, but he was sort of being righteous about it, wasn't he? And they started, sort of kind of having a go at him, and that's when Peter, who was being completely and utterly useless in the situation,
Weren't
utterly
just.
useless. No, he's no bouncer, is Peter, is he?
No, he needs one. He
He
needs one, to
does.
be
You
fair.
wouldn't have
Missing
thought that.
Cindy, aren't there? Cindy would have
Yeah,
stood for that. She'd have been
Cindy would
telling
have.
him.
Yeah, Cindy would have had them all by the nostril hair and chucked them out of the room, out of the building there and then. So Bianca's kind of forced to leave the house and kind of go across and solve the situation. Sonia sees her running in, and the pair of them are sort of united as they go against these lads with some fire
Fire
extinguishers.
extinguishers, why
Lovely,
not? Eh?
lovely, lovely. And so then they kind of start talking again, which is nice. I kind of have a conversation, actually have a conversation, which I think
Yeah.
they weren't doing properly. I sort of start talking to
Yeah.
one another. Then the next day, the knights want to do something nice for Sonya. So what their idea is that they're going to put a couple of balloons up. They'll get pissed, and then when she comes home, scream the word surprise in her face.
While the baby's fast asleep
While
in the
this
car
newborn
seat.
baby is fast asleep, and she nearly drops the kid when she walks in. I mean, really, really helpful, everybody. Very nice. Well done.
It was a nice gesture, though.
So
And
why?
do you
What was
know
it? What was the point? What did it do?
Because they're
I
just
know
like
all of
saying yay.
the only thing that had changed was that Lauren was there.
They were just celebrating the fact that she was bringing the newborn home and being like, yay, welcome home,
Yeah, I suppose.
surprise. Yeah,
Last thing you want,
just
though.
nice, isn't
Last thing
it?
you want is noise and like pandemonium
Yeah.
when you've got a new baby in the house, isn't it?
I'll be honest with you, the last thing you want is like seven people
Yeah.
that you don't know that well living in your house when you've got a
Yeah.
newborn baby. I'm
Yeah,
not gonna lie.
she's regressing that just offer now, I think, slightly, isn't she?
I reckon so. And where are Annie and Oscar? Why do I always call him Oscar? Annie and Ollie there as
Ali and
well.
Ollie. Yeah, I would assume so. Yeah, there must be. The dog as well. What's his name?
Oh
Titan. What's
yeah,
his
the
name?
dog survived. Tyson.
Tyson. Yeah, well, the dog
Tyson
better have
survived
survived.
the.
The dog better have survived because I can just about deal with Martin, but Tyson would be a step too far. Now, come on.
Yeah, I
Behave.
know. Yeah.
And that kind of again starts putting Bianca and Sonia at a little bit of odds with one another because Bianca kind of points
Bianca,
out.
yeah.
Bianca kind of points out that the baby looks a little bit like Reese. Now, me and you were having a conversation about this before we pressed record, and I struggled with the idea that babies look like anything when they've just been born. They look like babies.
No, they can look like family members.
I don't
Like
see
I was
it.
saying, my daughter definitely looked like me, a bit more like my mum actually when she was first born.
You showed me the picture, and I'm sort of like, I don't see it. It looks like a baby.
Well, they look like a baby as well, but you can definitely see some characteristics. But anyway,
I think it might be a
regardless
mother
of
thing.
that,
It might be a mother
so
thing.
it's not. It's not.
Is it
I don't
not?
think it
I've
is.
never seen it myself. They like, don't get me wrong. Once they've like a few weeks in, maybe even, they start to develop a little bit more, and you can start to
Yeah.
see some sort of facial recognition in there. But when they are literally like a couple of weeks old, I've never ever looked at a baby that young and thought, spitting image of your mum or your dad. You absolute spit. It's like a mirror image. Never ever thought that in my life. Crazy,
Fair
isn't it?
enough.
There you
Yeah,
go.
I
Crazy, isn't
disagree,
it?
but there you
Yeah.
go. Yeah.
There you go. And I wonder now whether Bianca and Sonia long term. I mean, obviously, I think they're probably going to leave together, aren't they? So, but are they going to leave
Yeah.
on good terms is the question.
Yeah, well, I think they're gonna, like you say, if they're gonna leave together, then you'd think that maybe they're both gonna just agree that they need a fresh start. Sonny's gonna maybe rent the house. If they're not getting back into the Vic till May, maybe she's just gonna rent the house out to the Knights or
Maybe.
something.
Oh, that's a good point. Yeah. So all the knights are going to live in Dot's house for a little bit. That's crazy, isn't it?
And then I don't know what'll happen to the house after that. Oh, maybe they'll
They might
like it
move
there.
in.
Maybe someone will stay on. Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe.
Interesting.
I wonder, actually, could you
Lauren.
potentially. Well,
Oh,
maybe Lauren, but
what?
I was thinking maybe, could you not move Linda and Johnny in there? And just because I'll be honest with you, I feel like the Knights and the Carters together in that pub have their storylines haven't necessarily gelled that well together because you've got the, for about a year, you had
There's a
Elaine
lot.
just moving complete strangers into Linda's home without consulting her. Do you know what I mean? She
Yeah,
moved about seven
true.
people into Linda's house. So I wonder if Linda might sort of take that as a sign and think, do you know what? I need to get out of the pub because of alcohol. And I've
Yeah, I
now
was
got a
just
house
thinking that,
here.
yeah.
I've got a house here. Me and Johnny can move in there with Annie and Ollie, and you can have the
Yeah.
Vic.
And we've all got a bit more room. That'd be nice.
Yeah.
Annie and Ollie might even be able to have their own
Yeah.
bedroom. I don't know. I don't know what the current situation is. Yeah.
I
That could
wonder.
work, actually. And like you said, then she's not got all the booze under her nose
Yeah.
24/7.
Dot's
Yeah.
sherry will be gone by then, so that's fine.
But Lauren as well, she could potentially
Well,
move in.
she lives with
But
Peter, doesn't she?
and Penny though.
Yeah.
And Louie. And new baby.
I mean, let's be honest. All the houses in Albert Square are a tight squeeze.
Oh God, yeah,
Most
they've
of
all
them
got.
are TARDIS-like. So I think
Yeah.
Laura's probably best off where she is at the moment. But maybe. But
Yeah.
why would she move in with Linda and Johnny?
Oh, I
That's
didn't
like,
mean for her to move in with
oh,
Linda and Johnny. I just mean
instead of.
Lauren
Oh, I
instead
see.
of
Yeah,
them.
yeah,
Yeah. Like Lauren
yeah.
and Peter might just say, oh, can we rent it or
Mm.
something from here?
Maybe, maybe you
Unless
never
she's going to
know.
sell, I don't know. Oh,
Hey.
what if she sold
Oh, what
it?
she sells, so
She
then a
can't
new
sell it.
family. No, but we've got new arrivals coming soon, so we're going to need a house to put them in. Ooh,
Ooh, maybe she's going to
ooh.
rent it to them for now, then, or
Because
something,
they're
or maybe
foul.
they will
Yeah,
buy
do you know
it.
what? That's exactly what's going to
Yeah.
happen because of because they're
Yeah.
foulers. Yes,
Yeah. But then where are the
yes.
knights going to? The knights still need somewhere to go until the
Yeah,
Vicks. unless they're going to be there till May and then they'll officially
And then
move
they'll
on.
arrive. Yeah,
There we go.
maybe,
Figured it
maybe.
out.
There you go. Right and see.
We think.
Right, ladies and gents, on to the final storyline of the week. And this is the revelations that Zach has discovered. So, picture the scene, ladies and gentlemen. A lovely lady from Sheffield is sat there watching EastEnders, and the scene of Nicola and Zach talking for the first time is shown. And that lovely lady from Sheffield gets the idea, well, I've predicted the storyline here. I know exactly where this is going to go. How did you get this? I mean, I'm honestly, I might take the Mickey out of you sometimes for storyline predictions, but
Really?
honestly, I stand here and applaud you for this one because I
Oh,
did not
thanks.
see this coming
Go
whatsoever. No, I did not
then.
see you. I didn't see this coming at all. But then the second that you said it to me, I was like, obviously that's where it's going to go. So if anything, Ray, you ruined it for me. So thanks for
Sorry. Sorry, Rob.
that.
It was because they spoke to each other. They said they'd slept together. Then they said it were about 15 years ago, and
So
I'm
you've just, yeah, you just put the
like, it
pieces
weren't
together.
that. It were when she said some. He mentioned he'd got a daughter, and she went, "Oh, you've got a daughter." And that's when I went, "Ah, right." And he's got a son as well. Clearly, that's when my brain did it. If she did not said that, I don't think I would have clicked it. But it were
Wouldn't
when
have
she
landed
said,
on it.
"No," but then she said, "Oh, you've got a daughter," and she said it in a way that made me think, "Why would you be that bothered by
Yeah.
that?"
I
So
mean, I think we basically got it confirmed during anniversary week, didn't we? When Martin turned around to Zach and went, oh, okay, could be yours, could be yours. He's
Got a look
clearly
about you,
got a
yeah.
look about you. Clearly only bantering about, but I think that was supposed to kind of put the wheels in motion, especially in Zach's head, that this could be a possibility. So the way this week plays out, I mean, Nicola, I'm so in love with her. I absolutely love
Oh,
Nicola.
she's iconic. She's
She's so
brilliant.
good. She's
Amazing.
so good.
Really
She's just
good.
one of the, I can't wait to see where this Sharon and her feud goes. I
Feud.
want war. I want absolute all-out war. I want the Falklands War to look like a conquer fight compared to what we're going to get out of these two. Do you know what I mean? I
Oh, I used to love a
love
good
them.
conquer fight. Now you're mentioning it.
Whack as a whack as a whack, and then he's just whacking around the end of a conker. It's great. But I want hair pulling. I want slaps. I want screeching. I want
Oh,
shelling.
see.
I want all of
Oh,
it.
actually, no. Yeah, I was like, oh, they're too good. No, Nicola would totally pull Sharon's hair. She would
Oh yeah.
straight away.
Oh, she'll
Yeah,
fight dirty.
scratching, clawing.
Yeah,
Yeah. Oh,
biting the
yeah.
lot. I want
Bye.
biting. I want it all. I can't wait. It's going to be really, really good. Because Nicola is, I don't think Nicola gives one shiny toss about how she plays dirty if it kind of keeps her head above water. She's one of
Oh
them.
no, she's very
Ruthless.
team Nicola, isn't she?
Oh, yes. Ruthless. And very team her
There's no
family
iron
as well.
team, but there's an iron Nicola. Let's give her that.
Yes, there is. You're quite right. I had to think about that for a
Yes,
second.
there is, Rob.
Yes,
I thought him for
there
a
is.
second, don't worry.
Yes, there is. Oh, well done. Yeah, well done. So the way this kind of plays out, obviously Barney has been to the hospital because he had kind of shrapnel land in his stomach after the Vic explosion. And him, he overhears Sharon and Zach talking about the Grant thing.
Yes.
And he confronts Zach with that later. And then basically what occurs from there is Zach is trying to persuade him to kind of not say anything on Sharon's behalf. And all of a sudden, Barney keels over because, I don't know, the wound started bleeding. All of a sudden, he's got like cascades of blood coming out from his fingertips. It's quite gruesome, wasn't it?
Where his stitches had come undone
Something
or
like that. Yeah,
something, yeah.
I think the idea behind it was that he was kind of stressing and getting like all sort of, and then it kind of
Thought
broke his
Walford
stitches.
Hospital cured everything.
I know, they
We're
failed on that
slacking
one, didn't they?
that
Slacking Warford
night.
General, come on. And so he gets taken to the hospital, and then, I mean, I will be honest with you, this whole blood thing, it went over my head completely. Do you know what your blood type is?
Oh, it's the most common one, but I couldn't tell you which one it is.
I
Yeah,
don't
I
know
found out when
what
I was pregnant.
I don't know what mine is. And like,
No.
whenever I said this, I said to my mum, what's my blood type? She went, I don't know. I was like, what do you mean you don't know?
You mean, Mum? How do you not know my blood
You're the
type?
one person who's supposed to know. What do you mean you don't know? That's crazy. And like,
That is true, though. Like, why do they already know Barney's blood type, to be fair? But
I mean,
anyway, they
I
do.
bet. I mean,
Bit of storyline.
do you know what your daughter's is?
No.
Maybe you should, just in case,
She's,
Ree.
yeah, but she's little. She's not really had a blood taken other than when she was first born.
It's weird, isn't
She
it?
didn't.
Like,
Yeah.
it's I. So, I mean, I could be that. There's a really rare one as well, isn't there? There's a really rare one that
Yeah.
I think is it O neg or something like that?
Summer, I don't
Yeah,
know. I'm the most common one, which I
J.
think's O, actually.
Well,
which is great. So should I
yeah,
ever
because you,
need
anyway,
blood? I should
yeah,
be
you're
fine.
sorted, aren't you? You're absolutely fine. So basically, this whole kind of conversation comes up, and I think Nicola lies to the paramedics and says that Barney's one thing, and then they have a conversation with the nurse later on, and or the other way around. Which way did it
No,
go?
she said he's blood type AB. And then Zach hears Nicola mention that she's blood type A, but so's Teddy. He's also blood type A, which is when Zach goes, well, you can't both be blood type A and he's AB, because where's he got the B from? I think. Something
Because he
like
checks
that.
with the nurse, doesn't he? Who clearly, by the way, that nurse clearly had absolutely no time for any of Zach's bullshit. Didn't she?
Well,
She couldn't care less. Stop
to be
asking me,
fair, I
what are you
think.
asking me all these questions? Leave me alone, I'm busy.
Well, clearly, because I don't think she should have shared some of that information, to be honest with
Probably
you,
not.
like confidentiality wise. Who are
Probably
you,
not.
family friend? Oh, right.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
Well,
you're off
well.
Albert Square, aren't you? Oh, I'm certainly not family friends on Albert
Yeah, that's
Square.
fine. You're against the rules. That's absolutely fine. And so then he does a bit of online research and basically comes to the conclusion that Teddy can't possibly be Barney's dad. So he confronts Nicola with this and she admits to him that he is Barney's dad. It feels very exciting to me that after we've been sort of theorizing this for so long, we've actually got it confirmed. Maybe they, took that off you as well. We've
Oh,
basically
you
written
think they
EastEnders.
took the they're
Yeah.
taking all their ideas from
Talking
us,
all our
aren't they? Hang on
ideas,
a
we've
minute.
written EastEnders for the past 6 months without even knowing it. So this is I'm really intrigued by this because Teddy's now got a double whammy coming his way because he's going to find
Oh,
out that
God,
Sharon cheated on him with Grant, and he's also going to find out that Barney's not his. I love
Oh,
a
it'd be
double
quite
whammy.
interesting to see how Teddy like
How do you think
deals
he's
with this
going to?
kind of
Yeah, because
stuff.
it's going to. They had a moment where he was looking at Barney, who was getting really, really emotional. Which I quite liked. I quite like that moment from Teddy because we've not had a lot of sort of scratching away at Teddy as yet. And this, I think, this story is designed to do that. So, how do you think he's going to react to this?
This is what I mean. How does Teddy go off the rails? This is what I want to know, because he's very calm and collected on the surface and likes to put on a front
Put
to
on a bit
show
of a
that,
front, isn't he?
this is me in the community kind of. He's one of those guys, isn't he? So how will he react to being betrayed by Nicola and Sharon? I'm
Not
trying to
well.
figure it out. Will he just get really drunk and start going
The
around the
Mitchell way.
square
The
and
Mitchell way. I mean, I think this is the thing though, because it's not just going to be him that's got to have a massive
Oh
revelation
no,
revealed to him. Barney's now going to have a big old
Barney.
reveal. How's Barney going to react to this?
Yeah, this is gonna be. Well, maybe that'll be why Teddy won't go off. Maybe he's still gonna be there for Barney, because even if they're not biologically related, it's still his dad, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, this is the thing. I thought Zach, I mean, I understood where Zach was coming from, but at the same time, he immediately was kind of like claiming ownership over Barney, I thought, this week.
So he was like, oh, I went to hospital, but he was asleep, so I didn't tell him. And I'm like, come
What were you going to
on,
say
Zach,
to him? You were going to say it
now's the
there and
time.
then. There and then you were going to
Yeah,
say it there, were you? Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, come
it's.
on, it needs to be handled delicately, and maybe when he's not in hospital, because like his insides have just exploded or whatever's happened.
Well, the thing is with this as well, like, I mean, Whitney's kind of playing silly buggers with Dolly at the moment, isn't she, for whatever reason. So that was sort of playing on his mind as well. So he was kind of the emotion, right, I'm going to be a parent to somebody, right, okay, Barney's mine, right, we'll play that game then. And it's sort of like, I get it, I get where he's coming from, because I think if you're suddenly presented, bearing in mind the history we've had with Zach up to this point with kids, everything that him and Whitney went through, you can sort of understand it, but at the same time, you can't just do it like that, like going like a bull in a
No.
china shop. Like this sort of thing, I understand that
But
Barney does have to know, but you've got to kind of handle it a bit more delicately than that.
I think as well with Zach, he's grieving Martin as well still, so he's not quite in the right frame of mind to be, thinking, because maybe if he weren't grieving Martin, I mean, he'd probably be talking to Martin about it actually. So he's not got that person to really talk to about how to handle it, because maybe Martin would have been like, well, you need to calm down and think about Barney, and how's he going to handle it? But he's not got that person to bounce off, has he, at the minute? Although he tried to do that with Ruby, didn't he? Let's be real.
I don't. And do you want to be honest with you? I can see it happening eventually as well with Ruby.
Yeah, I can.
100%. In fact, when they were talking about meeting up later on, I actually said the words "brief sex" out loud while I was watching the TV.
I thought that's where it was going as well.
But then Zach kind of went in a little bit too early for the brief sex and messed everything up. But if he had just gone round later on, telling you, that's what would have happened.
His timing were off this
Timing,
week, weren't it,
entire,
Zach?
no timing at all this week, Zachary.
Did you, were you expecting expecting him to tell Sharon as well? Because obviously, when he
Yes.
then goes round to try and apologize to Ruby, I was quite surprised that he didn't tell Sharon. But then I thought,
Yeah.
is that because he didn't want to put her in the position with Ted? Oh, I've just clicked something actually. Why am I?
Oh,
But
go on.
not
Go on.
like, well, because I thought it was quite harsh. So he was like talking to Sharon, and then all of a sudden she just like went, I can't handle like you and your situation right now when I've got all this going on with Teddy and Phil. And I thought,
Yeah.
all right, Sharon, you brought your situation on yourself as well.
I know, but then I think that she sort of, because what she had there was Zach basically making a mess because I think he was drunk at that point as well, wasn't he? So like he was like being all drunk and emotional. And from Sharon's perspective at that point, I think it was sort of like, this is all you. You're doing this to yourself, and I can't handle that right now. I need to be in a different mindset to deal with you in that in at this present time. Wasn't especially helpful, I grant you, but at the same time, I
I just
sort of,
thought, I thought pot kettle though, Sharon.
oh
At
yeah,
least he's been
totally.
trying to help you in your
Yeah.
situation when you've
Yeah.
just cheated on your fella and
I
he's been trying
did.
to help you.
Yeah, I did enjoy Zach occasionally pointing out the hypocrisy of Sharon at some point this week. It was just like, yeah, you two are siblings for sure. Like you've both got yourself into a bit of a situation here. And she even accused him of like present day sleeping with Nicola. It was like, for crying out loud, can you stop sleeping with people? It's like, it's not. It was years ago. And I thought that he was going to tell Sharon it. And I think that Nicola thinks that Sharon knows. Because he turns around to Nicola and said, because Nicola is basically trying to, has got it all into her head that she can use Sharon and get back with Teddy. She's got that separately going on. And then this is sort of, she's using this as leverage now. And Zach turned around to her at one point and was just like, I've told Sharon about us. And that's all he said. So and I think that Nicola thinks that Sharon knows that Zach's Barney's, that
I didn't
Barney's
think of that
Zach's.
actually, because I just assumed that she thought, oh, she knows we've got history. But yeah, she could have easily taken that as she knows about
I
Barney.
think
Yeah,
so, because
definitely.
realistically, when did they say this happened? 15, 16 years ago. How much? And Teddy and Nicola aren't even together at the moment, so who cares? You
Well,
know,
still.
yeah, he'll have a go at her and say, how could you do that to me 15 years ago? But he'll get over it quite quickly.
True.
So I think that Nicola thinks that Sharon knows. So I'm looking forward to sort of that moment when Sharon actually discovers that, because that's just going to increase this war between the two of them. I love it. I love it. I'm so excited to watch it play
So,
out.
who's going to spill the beans first? So, do you think I'm thinking now that Nicola's going to tell Teddy about Sharon first so that she can get in there so that then hers
Yeah.
maybe doesn't seem as bad? I don't know.
Yeah, I'm sort of wondering how does it all come out, because it's obviously all going to come out as one, isn't it? Because you need a big old good old soap explosion here. So
Oh, it's
how
not going to
is
be in the Vic, though. Oh, it'll be in
it? Might be.
Harry's barn.
They might say, oh, actually, that would be more appropriate, I think, wouldn't it? So, yeah, because that's the sort of place. How's it all going to come out though? Do you reckon, or do you reckon it's a little bit too early to sort of be taking a guess at that? There's going to be more ingredients
It's
thrown
not
into the
because
mix.
Zach delivered Nicola with a pretty big ultimatum at the end of the week. So,
Yeah.
and that, but I don't feel like it is going to be Zach who tells Teddy.
No, I don't think so either. I think it is
Do
going
you
to be
think
Sharon.
Nicola? But I feel like Nicola should send the sensible way would be to sit both Teddy and Barney down maybe at the
Yeah.
same time, or Teddy first and then Barney
Yeah.
sensitively, so that Barney finds out. It's not going to though, is it? It's going to be some drama. I'm trying to think who else could know, and blurt it out.
I mean, the thing is, I was as well. I think Nicola is all too aware that out of the two of them, she's got the bigger problem to deal with here. Because yeah, Sharon cheated on Teddy while she was grieving. I reckon that Sharon could get out of that, to be honest,
They're still quite
because
early days as
they are
well.
still
I
quite
mean, not
early
that cheating's
days.
okay,
No, of
but
course it's not. But I think that if she was to be emotional and apologetic enough, I reckon she could win Teddy round with that. Because
possibly.
at the time, Teddy was saying, "Do you know what? You're grieving. I'm sorry. Yeah, do you know what? I was clearly dealing with the situation wrong. And okay, you got drunk and had a historic fling with somebody. It hurts, but I get it. I reckon they could move on from that. But the Barney thing, that's a different kettle of fish altogether, because that's years and years and years of lies.
And Teddy did kiss Nicola recently as well, so they could be a bit tit for tat, I
But they did
guess.
it. He did it this week. He kissed her on the cheek, which I thought was a
On the
bit.
cheek,
Yeah,
though,
but I
but I
was
know
like,
it,
do you do
yeah.
that to your ex? I know you're basically living
Well,
together at the minute, but it seemed a bit sort of forward, I thought.
this is it. They have been a bit like a family again, haven't they, this week? Because it even felt
Yeah.
weird because they were out for food and then Sharon and Zach walked in and it were almost like, I was surprised that Sharon went, I'll leave you to it.
Well, she tried, to
So
be fair, didn't she? She did try
she
and do that.
did, but that's what I mean. That in itself is a bit strange because you'd be like, why are you out like having a family meal? Even though I get
Yeah.
it, and obviously they were celebrating, well, not celebrating, but you know, they've been there for Barney that
Yeah.
he'd come out of hospital, but even
I
still.
think, yeah, I think that Nicola has really enjoyed getting her feet back under the table, and she feels that her feet are back under the table.
Yeah.
She reckons, I think she thinks that Teddy is just giving lip service to the idea that they're separated at the moment. Because
Yeah.
otherwise, why is she allowed to hang around their house so much? Why is she allowed to basically, I mean, yeah, I think she lives in the flat below or something, doesn't she?
Yeah.
But she
Yeah.
is essentially in that house all the time, doesn't give them any sort of time apart. They're going out to dinner with one another. As far as Nicola's concerned, they are like that
A
away from
family,
getting back
yeah.
together. They're a family, and she thinks that she can get rid of Sharon really easily. But it's the Zach and Barney thing that's absolutely thrown that into chaos. So now, what is she gonna do?
Well, this is it. And so maybe actually Teddy's going to start thinking, oh, I'm going to get back with Nicola. Maybe we could, or
Yeah.
like, you know, they're going to have, because they definitely had a little moment when he kissed her on the cheek. I feel
Yeah,
like
for
that was
sure,
a
for
very
sure. Because Nicola was all
natural,
sort of smug
like,
at that moment, wasn't she?
yeah,
Yeah,
I loved
yeah.
that face when she sat down. I'm like, you're
Great.
great.
I absolutely love Nicola
Yeah.
so much. She's so good. And I'm excited to see what she might do next. She's one of these characters where you're sort of like, I've got no idea what you're
Yeah.
going to do. And I love that. I
Yes.
love that. She's great. She's absolutely brilliant. Anything else to kind of pull out of this storyline, do we think? Just exciting about the fact that there's a double bomb coming. I love a double bomb.
Feel like it could be next week that everything's going to come out there. I feel like Zach's ultimatum means it's going to be quite soon, I feel.
I feel like Zach kind of, because I think that Sharon's going to stop him from, because the thing is, I think Sharon needs to find out first. Because again, if Sharon knows first, that's going to be something else that Teddy will be angry about, that Sharon knew and didn't say
Yeah.
anything. So I reckon that
True.
there's got to be a week where Sharon finds out first, and then I think she's going to persuade Zach to keep quiet and back off for a little bit.
Well, sorry, I've just thought of something now who I think might find out.
Ooh,
I feel
who?
like Harry
Harry
might.
might find out.
Because remember when Zach had that moment when Barney were feeling a bit ill? And he were way over top, weren't he? Nicole, like, proper panicking, like, what are you doing? Get off him. And it was very clear that it was quite weird. Everyone were like, what is Zach doing? Harry in particular noticed. I know Teddy noticed it as well. But I'm wondering if Harry's going to maybe overhear a conversation
Maybe.
about the situation and then he's going to end up blurting something out. I don't know.
Maybe. I'm trying to work out because normally, yes, you're right. Somebody else is going to find out at some point before it all kind of
Yeah.
comes to a head. And I'm trying to work out who the most damaging person could be else that might find out. And I think
True.
Harry probably is the one, isn't he? Unless,
Yeah.
yeah. So, yeah, I can't wait. I can't wait for this all to play out because I just love it. And I just love that I get the feeling that it's going to be a real sort of tour de force between Sharon and Nicola before we get there, and they're going to become absolute blood enemies from it, and I cannot wait. It's going to be marvelous.
Love it.
Like, I need to ask Ree, but who's your gold star going to this week?
Nicola, I love
Of
her. She's
course, of
amazing,
course.
Nicola.
Do you know what? I actually really, I think this was Barney's first real big week, and I think he's got much more to come. And I like Barney. I think he's got a quirkiness
Yeah.
about him that I quite enjoy. So I'm going to give it to Barney. Why not? Nicola and
Fair.
Barney for the gold stars this week. Let us know who your gold star is going to below. And as usual, ladies and gents, we'll finish with some comments from you. So before we get on to a couple of comments, a little bit of news announced this week. So play the spoiler siren, spoiler siren, spoiler siren, Anina, Anina,
Nina, Nina.
Anina. Because obviously Phil at the moment is in a mental health
Mental
facility.
health unit, yeah.
And it turns out that we are going to be having a very special episode themed around Phil's time over the space of 4 weeks to look at what he's been doing in the facility and how his progress and his treatment is going. And not only that, it would seem that Keith Allen, star of the small and silver screen, will take on the role of Gaz. And that is going to be another patient at the facility. So that is going to be really interesting. Set across 4 weeks, the episode will focus on Phil's journey in the mental health unit from the moment he starts treatment as his character prepares to face his inner trauma and understand what may have contributed to his depression diagnosis and his symptoms of psychosis. Having attempted to end his own life on the 40th anniversary when his mental health reached a crisis point, Phil is initially reluctant to open up in therapy and group activities, but he soon befriends another patient called Gaz, after the pair bond over their shared life experience. Chris Clenshaw has said, "I'm delighted to welcome the incredibly talented Keith Allen to the cast of EastEnders as he takes on the guest role of Gaz in a special episode focusing on Phil's mental health." So that's exciting. That's intriguing.
Very. Yes. I'm glad that we're seeing something more, actually, of him in the mental health facility, so that it's not just all been, you know, this lead up to the anniversary so that Grant could come back and that we're actually... Because it would feel strange that we just go, oh, there he is. You're not going to see any of his recovery at all. And then he's just going to come back to the square and be fine. I think we need to see something. So this sounds promising.
I absolutely agree, because so often something will happen to a soap character where they need to go off and recover or have some sort of treatment or something. Like Linda in rehab just now. Like, we've not seen, we don't know what actually happened to Linda in rehab. True. But she's back, and it seems that that's her alcoholism kind of story sort of done for the moment. You know, she's fine in inverted commas, you know. Mm-hmm. So it's really going to be really interesting to sort of see the process of Phil. It's only going to be across one episode, so we'll sort of see how that plays out. They did something similar with the Whitney stuff in Milton Keynes, which kind of... arguably up in the air whether the time stuff worked for that, but I think it makes more sense here, to be honest.
Because I know
the treatment thing, otherwise, I think you could feasibly put into that kind of format, I think.
Yeah, because otherwise we'd need to be going, I know, I think it does work. Otherwise, you'd need to be seeing him like a couple times a week almost if we're going to follow it in that kind of
in
respect,
the same sense. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's exciting. So, yeah, bring that on as far as I'm concerned. A couple of emails now. Renaissance Costume has said, "I love the new Mitchells. They've been getting flack online, but it happens to all the newbies. I remember when Priya and Avani were labelled pointless, but since the new year, Priya has become incredibly popular and has recently had some standout moments. I see the same happening with Teddy and Nicola. They've had some lovely scenes this week. I'm just disappointed that Barney is Zach, because I really bought into Teddy and Barney's relationship." I agree there, because I was absolutely loving how different the father and son relationship felt between Teddy. I remember we had a conversation about that when I think they were playing chess or something. And it was like, I like this. That's nice.
Yeah.
But I feel like that's exactly the point. Like, it's going to rip that family asunder, isn't it?
There is that. But I'm disappointed, because I quite liked that Barney was a Mitchell, because obviously now he's not really a Mitchell. Obviously, Nicola married into the Mitchell family. And it were nice to see a Mitchell who were a little bit different, to be honest. But now it would seem it's because he's not a Mitchell. I don't know.
Sullivan. Is he a Sullivan? Because obviously Gavin was called Sullivan and Kathy.
Or Hudson. Yeah, why is that Hudson?
Where did Hudson come from? Someone was Hudson in the comments. I think it might be. Yeah, I think it might be. Yeah. So he's a Hudson or Hudson / Sullivan. But I also agree with what she's saying about the fact that new characters, and she's right, new characters every single time go, "What are they here for? Pointless, rubbish actors." It's like, shut up, give them a break. Like, let them start. And it's like, this is clearly going to be their first big story to themselves. Yeah. Like, and I'm really looking forward to sort of seeing how they all play out. If you've still got the same opinion of them after this kind of obviously quite meaty process has played out, then fine, that's up to you. But I think just hold your horses and wait till the stories are played out before we see what our opinions of these people are, because you can't get an opinion of characters until they've had that first story to themselves.
And it's like we say, when characters are first properly introduced, always OTT, because it's them trying to show you what their characters are. Yeah. Then you have to let the dust settle and let them, like you say, get the teeth into an actual storyline. And then you'll see. But like we're saying as well, I'm interested to see how Teddy reacts to it all. And to be fair, even Barney, this could do something to Barney in all this. Yeah. Like, he's going to have some real identity crisis after this.
Oh, of course he is. This is going to mess with his head. And I'm actually intrigued to see how someone like Barney would deal with that. Because if this was Harry, I could kind of tell you how this was going to go. He'd get all bravado. Yeah. Barney isn't like that. So I'm intrigued to sort of see where it goes from here with the different characters. Interesting.
Do you know what else I'm wondering there now? Do you reckon that... Because if Teddy goes off the rails somehow, I don't know how, Barney's not going to want to talk to Nicola, and Zach is still technically able to foster kids. Do you think he might actually move in with Zach?
Maybe.
You think that's why they warmed us up with Tommy living there, so that we could see that, you know, he can live with a teen boy or something.
Although we didn't really see it, to be fair, did we?
Well, no, we didn't see it,
and I think, and like we said earlier, Barney's fine if all he wants to do is sit and play on his PlayStation all day long. He's the perfect place to live with Zach, apparently, and then just get fed Miss League staff's food. Marvellous.
Yeah, well, Zach might struggle then, because I think he'll be more wanting to play chess with him and having an opponent. And I can't even
Yes.
imagine Zach knowing how to
No,
play chess, if I'm
neither
honest.
can I.
No.
Bring it on.
We've got an email from Dan who says, "Dear Robin Ree, as we collectively began to catch our breaths following the events of EastEnders' 40th anniversary, it was announced that Neighbours is once again facing the axe. The productions of Hollyoaks, Corrie and Emmerdale have been or are set to be reduced, and as the viewing figures were announced for EastEnders' live episode last week, it was reported, for anyone that didn't know already, that its average ratings are around 2.2 million, which is obviously nothing like what they used to be. I know you've spoken on this subject here before, but given factors such as how streaming has changed, what we can watch and when, and as well as the opportunity of set series as opposed to continuing drama, how do you both see the future of soaps? The episode output of those others has been higher than EastEnders, so perhaps they just need to cut back to a similar level and save on production costs. But it does make me wonder if all of these things mean the genre of soap is slowly being condensed. An awful lot can happen in 10 years, but how much do you both think that EastEnders will survive to its 50th anniversary? With love, Dan." Great
Some good,
email.
yeah, some interesting stuff there. Okay, so first of all, is that you need to address the difference between the ITV soaps and the BBC. So everything that and Channel 4 as well. So everything that goes on
And
with,
Amazon, I guess, with
well,
Neighbours.
yeah, exactly. But anything that goes on, especially with ITV and for Channel 4, everything that they do is funded by advertisements.
Yes.
And that is becoming more and more tricky to sort of get money from as we go into the age of streaming and AI and all of that kind of stuff. And that's only going to get worse as time goes on. So ITV and Channel 4 desperately needed to kind of think of a new way to, in order to present the soaps. And I guarantee this won't be the last change we see on the, on either of those channels either. As far as Neighbours is concerned, I think Amazon have just bought the James Bond franchise for a ridiculous amount of money. So they needed to do some cutting, and Neighbours was the casualty for
I'm very annoyed at that though from Amazon because I
that.
watch Neighbours.
You do watch Neighbours. You like Neighbours,
Yeah,
don't
I'm
you?
quite behind though, I'm not gonna lie, which says a lot
Well,
about what Neighbours has been like, if I'm
wouldn't bother
honest.
catching up by the sound of it, love, because they can't say
Well,
goodbye again in a dramatic fashion, can they?
but this is why I'm annoyed. Like, don't commit if you can't commit. That's how I kind of feel on it. You know what the deal was with Neighbours and why it had got axed. So then to take it on, set all the cast and crew back on as well. Don't forget, all these people are now going to lose their jobs all over again.
Sad,
I just feel really sad for it, but I could see where I'm behind on Neighbours, but I could tell that it was coming because they were just slowly getting rid of all the big characters, and I'm like, why are all the big characters suddenly going? So, yes, it's sad though as well because obviously it's an iconic TV show, but
Yeah, and the BBC have obviously not got that problem with having to sort
yeah.
out, like, the BBC is fully financed by, you know, the TV license and everything. Now,
Yeah.
yes, that again may change and probably will change in the coming years. But EastEnders, I think, have also, they've stuck at 4 episodes a week for many a year. Like,
Yeah.
occasionally you'll get the odd week where they'll do five, but they didn't even bother doing that for the anniversary this week. So I don't think we'll even see 5 episodes of EastEnders again, unless it's something insane going on. But it's interesting what you say about the ratings. Now, overnights and officials are two completely different things these days, especially as streaming becomes more prevalent in the way that people watch television. And obviously, EastEnders releases all of their episodes and has done for quite a while. And it's become quite an established thing now that you can watch the EastEnders episodes at 6 a.m. on iPlayer. And yes, the EastEnders anniversary week did all right on the overnights. It was in like high threes, mid threes, which is about over 1 million more than what they were getting on average throughout the week. Officially, EastEnders for anniversary week, Monday got 4.4 million, Tuesday and Wednesday both got 4.8 million, and Thursday, which was the live episode, got 5.2 million. And
Okay.
no show is turning down those ratings, I'm telling you now.
No.
So EastEnders, I think, is doing all right. I think the BBC are kind of fairly content with where it is. I'm sure they'd rather it still be beating Emmerdale and Corrie, and frankly, in my opinion, it deserves to be beating Corrie and Emmerdale. But I don't think we need to be worrying too much about EastEnders at the moment. I think if any
Yeah.
soap is going to be the next casualty, chances are it might be Hollyoaks.
Hollyoaks, yeah, that's what I was just thinking.
But shocking things have happened, but I don't think anybody expected Holby City to be axed.
True.
So.
They need to, I think what's clear in our opinion, we're going to be biased, aren't we? Let's be
Yeah,
honest. But
of
it's
course.
a quality over quantity thing,
Yeah.
isn't it? So do you know my only thinking that I wouldn't be surprised, so talking about will EastEnders make it to the 50th anniversary, I actually think yes. But I do wonder if EastEnders might even lose an episode by that point and they'll
Maybe.
only have three episodes a week. That'd have been my thinking.
And the problem is, quality-wise, that wouldn't do the show any harm because
No.
you get more time to sort of make these things
Yeah.
go. But you never think of it from the behind the camera perspective of cuts that would need to happen to make that happen. Like the
Yeah.
people on these shows, like there've been a load of cuts now over at Corrie and Emmerdale going down to 5 episodes, and that's a load of staff and people losing their jobs because of that, because the soaps have been structured and employed in order to make that many
Yeah.
episodes. So it's a kind of it's a double-edged
They need
sword, to be
people for
honest.
less hours, don't they? Is where it comes down to. So people are going to lose jobs or lose hours or a bit of both. And yeah.
And the soaps aren't the mammoth thing they once were. Yes, of course,
No.
everybody always refers to, oh well, in the 80s, Den and Angie's divorce was watched by 780 million people. It's like, of course it was. There was what, in the 80s, there
Yeah.
was four channels on. What else were we going to be watching? The little documentary about quilt making in Tibet. Shut up,
Honestly, I
so.
say this to my daughter all the time when she's like, I don't want this one. And I feel so old being like, do you know, back in my day, we had
Four
channels
channels.
one to four and you watched what were on TV. There were no, I don't want this one. You watched what were on and that were
I know,
it.
quite right. So I think we're all good with EastEnders at the moment. The anniversary week did well. The BBC will be quite content with how that's done. Obviously, we're in sort of a little bit nervous mode at the moment because we're about to go into a new era. With Ben Wadie has officially started, by the way. So his era will be on screen in the coming month. So I think naturally our bums are a bit squeaky at times like this because we're sort of like, it's been quite good. So can we not
It
make
has.
it? Can it not be bad, please? And that's all we ask. So we will see in the coming months where we're at. But I think at the moment we're all good. We're all good with EastEnders in terms of the ratings. It's doing
Yeah.
good. It's doing fine. And even those overnights, 2.5, 2.6. There are, again, shows would love to have that. That's not that much higher than some of the 9 p.m. dramas are getting. So it's not as bad as it looks, put it like that. If you'd like to get in touch with us by for a question or a comment or say hi, you can do the following.
You can find us on Facebook at Albert Square After Dark, on Twitter and Instagram at
Will
E20
do.
After Dark. If you watch it on YouTube, don't forget to like and subscribe. You can listen to us on Apple and all your favourite podcast sites. Drop us an email at E20AfterDarkPodcast@gmail.com. And if you'd like to buy us a coffee, you can do so by going on buymeacoffee.com/E20AfterDark.
After dark. Yes, indeed,
Bye
you
now.
can. Thank you very much for watching. Thank you very much for listening. We will be back same time next week. I'll be here in my room as usual. Where
Oh,
will you be,
yeah.
Ree?
Take a
Oh,
sauce.
Soz. Soz, our roving reporter here, is going to be in Turkey next week, but the podcast will go on. You are taking all your equipment with you,
Anything but a professional, aren't
internet
we?
providing. Oh, anything
Yes.
but. So
That's the
let's.
only issue we may encounter is the
So,
internet.
provided the internet behaves, we'll be back at the same time next week. What's
Yes.
the time difference in Turkey? What time will it be?
I think they're currently 3 hours
Currently, did it
ahead.
change? Did it
Yeah,
change?
because you know when we change our clocks, they don't
Oh,
change their
yes. Oh,
clocks
that's true.
anymore. So then when our clocks change, they'll only be 2 hours ahead. So I
Oh, I
think they're 3 hours
see.
at the minute. Yes.
Okay, so not too bad then. So, but I don't have to be talking to you at 4 o'clock in the morning or anything like that. That's
No.
fine.
If
Good,
anything,
good,
it'll be
good.
better for me, I
I
would
know,
think.
perfect for you, won't it?
I
Right,
think
ladies and gents,
less.
that's it then. So, yeah, we'll see Ree in Turkey next week. And until then, it's goodbye from me.
Goodbye from me.
See you next week. Goodbye.
Bye.